Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction, Rachel, and thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast. Today, I want to talk about the business of heaven, the business of God's kingdom. You know, Matthew writes in chapter 20, verse 1, "For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire workers for his vineyard." Now, as the story goes, the people that he hired, the vineyard keeper, the owner, the people he hired early in the day, they worked all day and they got paid fairly. But what seemed unfair to them was that people that came in midday got paid the same, and people that came at the end of the day got paid the same. And it's all about, okay, who's in charge and what we think is right and fair. Ask a person their occupation, and you'll learn how they pay their bills. Ask a person their preoccupation, and you'll discover what their passion in life is truly about. And if their occupation and preoccupation happen to be the same, then you're going to find somebody that's completely in line with what God is doing, no matter what they do for a vocation. Think about that. That's the kind of worker worthy of their hire. In Matthew 20, Jesus talks about the business of heaven, the labor and reward of workers in God's vineyard. During his brief life, David Brainerd made the pursuit of God's kingdom his daily passion, and it was revealed in a reading that I read from him this week. It was his diary. He kept a journal, and this is what he wrote. "When a soul loves God with a supreme love, he therein acts in conformity to God. God's interest and his become one. He longs for God to be glorified and rejoices to think that God is unchangeably the possessor of the highest glory and blessedness. Those who are totally given to God have the most complete and satisfying evidence of their being interested in all the benefits of Christ's redemption as their hearts are conformed to him. And these only are qualified for the employments and entertainment of God's kingdom of glory. None but these have any relish for the business of heaven, which is to give all glory to God and not to themselves." I wonder what our business is. Have you ever noticed that this is what we do when we meet somebody? "Tell me what you do." And then they begin to tell you whatever their job is. But if we were to get out and got to the core issue of many of our conversations, we would take it another step deeper and say, what is it that really wakes you up and gets you excited? Co-workers with God, laborers together in the extraordinary business of leading people into God's kingdom and discipling them to walk more like Jesus, does that job description excite you? It would if you genuinely knew and wanted to walk with the head of the vineyard and the house. Because to know him is to be like him. And to be like him is to love the business that he is about, the business of heaven, both here on earth and eternity. The task is huge. The laborers, well, they're few. The harvest is ready. The time is extraordinarily short, and only qualified applicants need apply. Friend, this is what it's like when we choose to walk in line with how God's called us into the business of heaven. Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast, and I hope you'll join us each Monday through Friday as we share 5 minutes of a cup of encouragement. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.